Thank you, Mike.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone out to our CBRA meeting tonight. July 13th, 2021, 6 o'clock over the meeting. Let's start off with a roll call.
Justin?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yep.
Mike?
Yep.
Paul is excused. John is excused. Sam?
Good.
All right. First thing on the agenda is approval of minutes of the June 8th, 2021 public hearing held at 5:45. My one check is out there. That's the, yeah, that's the one that's there. That is it. Size out of there. I'll make the motion to approve the minutes from the June 8th, 2021 public hearing held at 5:45 p.m. Second. Okay, I have a motion by Justin and second by Kevin to accept the minutes of the June 8th, 2021 public hearing held at 6:45. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next minutes is our regular CBRA meeting held at 6 o'clock, June 8th, 2021.
A lot of it's attachments, huh?
Yeah.
Operating budget.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam, second by Justin to accept the minutes of the June 8th, 2021 regular CBRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our June 29th, 2021 public hearing held at 6:30.
Make a motion to CBRA public hearing for June 29th at 2:20 at 6:30.
Okay, I have a motion by Justin, second by Kevin to accept the minutes of the June 29th public hearing held at 6:30. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Our last minute to approve is the June 29th, 2021 special CBRA meeting held at 6:45 to adopt our budget.
Motion to approve CBRA regular meeting, or special meeting.
Special meeting.
June 29th, 2021, 6:45.
Okay, I have a motion by Justin and second by Kevin to accept the minutes of the June 29th, 2021 special CBRA meeting held at 6:45. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims, invoice register dated 6/5/2021 to 7/9/2021 in the amount of $1,438.35.
This is all CBRA.
Yes. Sure.
Some big spenders, I want to go to apartment stuff.
Yep.
Make a motion to approve invoice register dated 6/5/2021 in the amount of $1,438.35.
Second that. Okay, I have a Motion by Sam, seconded by Kevin, to accept invoice registered dated 6/5/2021 to 7/9/2021 in the dollar amount of $1,438.35. Roll call.
Justin.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay, Mark, we'll turn some time over to you.
Okay, the executive committee of the RDA, which is where Lane has, met for the first time today, for 15 months. Now, it's kind of tough to say, sort of thing, you know, to discuss the RDA meeting, but I'm just having this out, just to review, I think we're not allowing these items within this morning, bring everybody up today. So that's just there for your information, I'll only first move back in just a couple of minutes. And I'll also give you a summary. This sheet contains the grants the Mount American Carrier has given to the Mount Pleasant City for the last 8 months in fiscal year 21. You received that information before, this is kind of like a summary. You should probably have heard all the press, I think, the statement, the 125th anniversary of the statement is taking place. And here's a little grant, we asked for $7,500, we've got $3,000 to do what you'll see in that description. I'm going to take you with you, look at the convenience, it's in the description, what we're going to do. We applied for Utah Humanities Council for an extra $17,000. I think we ought to be successful in achieving that, so I want you to bring that to your attention. And other than that, there's nothing new in any of those things that we haven't discussed in previous meetings. Now, this morning's executive committee meeting, they asked us to call your attention to discuss three things on this agenda. The first thing we'd like to discuss is the information pertaining to a Cooper's, the difficulty we have right now down at the arena to keep it cool. In the past, we just opened up the doors on the east and west, but with all the use, the usage is amazingly heavy down there, you know all about this. And so they've been looking at a cooling system, and here, for example, is a description of chambers and cellars. To go ahead and put a cooling system in the arena, before the course is cooled. This was a proposal that was drawn out. And the executive committee asked you to give serious consideration, you want to have and building a cooling system in there because of the heavy demand and use is taken. So we asked the finance director, Dave Oxen, to come over and meet with us, which he did. And he said there's a budget in there, in the budget, today has $50,000 capital improvement budget to go ahead and do this project. So again, the advisory board is just what it is, the executive committee, the human decisions, and they're proposing to you and recommending when you proceed to go forward with the request to put a cooling system in the arena.
Do they have a timeline, is it like they need a trial?
You can't, it's in the budget already, so the timeline is objective this morning, as soon as humanly possible, because they're booked up every single weekend, it's just getting too hot to function inside the building. So this is what they're looking for, that we consider, if they didn't get back to me or the finance director, if you want to go.
So if you put it out to the other groups, or just...
I came out this morning, and we talked to Jack, and he's going to get two more bids for the consideration.
I can explain a little bit what's going on down there. The arena was originally designed, it has two fans on the west end. And they kick on, and they actually draw the air across the arena. And then there's two louvers on the east end that are... That's just supposed to open by static pressure. Never has worked right. It was one of those things, budgetary things that took place in the place. But what Jack wanted to do, and he asked me about this the first of the summer, I emailed him a quote, because he knew he was gonna need it this summer, and I emailed it tomorrow, and then I didn't follow up on it. I just emailed the quote so that they would have it, I figured they would get together and discuss it. We had some time then, but Jack called the other day and asked if I ever got it together, and I said, well, I'd emailed it, but I didn't follow up.
Happened to you?
Yeah.
It's been useless.
But anyway, the problem, so what this is actually two large evaporative coolers to take the place of the louvers in the east end. And so what would happen is when they need cooling, they would just switch those on, and they would blow to the west, and then the fans would help get it through. I think it would do a really decent job, very economical. The coolers themselves are about $4,000 each, and the problem is they're an item that nobody stocks, and so you have to order them from the factory. And I got two suppliers. In fact, I got an original quote from just one supplier, and I tried to get another quote from another supplier yesterday when I found out that they had, what I was looking for was hoping maybe they'd have one in stock or something, or two in stock. But he did, and he said that we'd probably be about 3 weeks out. And so that puts us, you know, to middle of August, and I wished we could have gone on back in May, but it didn't happen. And what I kind of thought is maybe it had been discussed, and then figured that we had the money to
Jack, you get back to me for a few days ago, I said, well, that's enough, but anyway, it is what it is, and he said we should have followed up. This didn't last this point in time.
Right.
The question is, do you want to go ahead and consider this?
It's the most economical way of doing it. I think we've got $1,200 in there to put them in. I figured about 2 days. But the problem we're going to find is the timeline of getting them here. And frankly, that clears there's not that much to them. But there's not. They don't stock these great big ones. These have a 2 horsepower motor, I believe. Yeah, 2 horsepower motor. So
there you go, it's excellent, like you said. Okay, let's move on.
If you want to approve that amount, and then see if somebody can come in less, that's fine.
I see what they ask, is if all the other kind of work is closed, and they're going to know if you approve that amount, and we'll see if a couple of other people can
lie. Right, at least you've got that amount.
I guess I got a little bit of a concern with that approach, because we approve that amount in a public meeting, somebody can come in a dollar less.
Yeah.
Then what's already been disclosed in a public meeting and when to do it, so.
That's the history of them.
And if you don't have a problem with it, it's fine. I think it gives you a disadvantage.
Well,
and you're a local vendor and business owner, I think.
That's why I wish we had a couple of proposals.
Yeah, because like you're saying, it does make it bad.
Well, I don't know if it makes it bad. It just, you have your contractors that will do your job.
Jack's working on that even as we speak, and so I think he'll have some figures back before the
I'm not concerned.
He said he'd make sure I'm not there with his son.
So I'll make a motion to go ahead and move forward with finding, securing a bid through the coolers, through the arena.
I'm not going to second it because I'm involved.
Also, maybe you can have to hold on a little.
because we don't have it. But do we need that in the CI? Do we need the United Majority?
I would just maybe point out where the funds are actually spent on the general fund. I think we should move it to requisitions in the normal city council.
We can talk about three, but talk about that very thing.
So it's on a motion?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that, but that was a requisition in regular city council, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll withdraw my motion.
Yeah, but all you do is say that we would proceed with it, and I guess we have some.
John, you ain't been good.
That's really not, it's not a real formal motion.
It's not.
This is just a wrong way, it's in the RDA, we tried to discuss this beforehand. But in terms of the actual decision process, the requisition, I could work with this,
but unless it's established and not coming from the city council, that sounds right.
So you're just making a motion to go ahead with it.
So I think that's an idea that should be. So no, I won't withdraw my motion.
In my opinion, I think that's wrong, because they, we're not spending money, we're saying, go ahead.
I withdraw my withdrawal.
You're not spending.
I'm getting a little bit confused, Jess. Should say yes myself.
And you second that, Ed?
So go ahead, move forward.
Okay, about that lady, the chairman, you're ready for the sure group you want us to bring up. Will Siegel would like to know if the RDA would consider some RDA district or going to a getting Richard from Wasatch Academy involved in the natural landscape behind the buildings that's getting harder and harder and things don't work, and they would like to know if you consider having Richard part of the Main Street Committee, have Richard take a look and see if they can reinforce some natural landscaping on the north side of the building, so Main Street.
Instead of a lawn. We talked about that already, I'm told to, about just tearing out the grass and getting rid of it.
Well, that's all well good.
I know that it's just a rock, to get the water away from the building.
So this is something that goes anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, okay, the next thing we'd like to consider is the once again, the Afton Village. I'm going to send out here just a summary. We've had that other stuff before, but I'm just going to have this out because it's a, if you turn to page 3 on this, with the policy here, is what you have here is an annotation of $460,000 is the amount of recovery funds that Mount Pleasant's going to be allocated. We talked before using the CDBG formula, and there's $208,000 forthcoming, and another $208,000. We set this information, nothing new that we discussed before, and we feel like that this is Afton Village is a great project to do this. So, for example, this page, the third page, is page 21 out of the plan, where it points out that one of the things they want to do for more than many of the Afton Village infrastructure process, rather than the general plan. And so what they'd like to propose to you is you give serious consideration to going ahead and using that for the first factor, the $208,000, will contact Sharon Owens. There's matching funds that are going to be available from the state in September. We could get matching funds, and then what we'll do with the information you have in your minutes, with all that stuff from the earmark, it's all in the minutes there from last time. We worked very carefully with Holly Sweden and the staff members, Ford Burgess Owens, to tell them that we're rather than going for an earmark for this project, and we plan originally that we'd like them to support a different project that's further down the road, because this particular issue that they looked at and liked
the time factors. We've got to get it done. And so again, the proposal of the executive committee is you give serious consideration to taking the all money that's going to be coming in $200,000, working with the city to match that and proceed. So you have to call, once again, the report on what you think we can do this for. And by the way, I'll also give an introduction that we've set for three months. We'll finish now with
this is Karen back when you're talking about it.
This is the offer.
This is the recovery act.
The CARES fund, we get one from the CARES fund.
Right, but I mean, this is the second part of the...
It's a second stimulus program, but you're right, from everything I've heard, we chatted with several people on this, and this was a agreement project, the only thing we're doing on roads is repairing what we tore out to put the power in the water line. It's not for us,
it's a shell to the water project.
Exactly. It's not a road project per se, but go ahead, Bob.
Okay. So the biggest problem I've got, that I can see, is we've got one problem with the drain engine, and all drains right here. It's not right here. There's a waterway right here right now. So as far as the curtain and gutter all the way around, it's good. The only problem is, we need to just not have a head switch, we need to use something for the drainage. And if that ever filled up, we would probably have to find a way to get this drainage out here and out on the street, city street somewhere. Other than that, I have an overdrive in the house. They're not in pump, but south south.
Is that a pond?
No, I talked to that guy's name. His last name is Moon.
Nick's his first name.
Nick Moon, yeah. And he's on paper. He's willing to do it, but I don't think we can move that trailer.
It's not working.
No. And I think it'll just fall apart. So I talked to Mark a little bit. You know what?
I'm not talking to him, by the way. Keep going.
I'm wondering if we can purchase that one and talk this guy into
His son, his son's gonna build it. But they said they'd be more than happy to sell a trailer. If that comes to knowledge,
you gotta sell the trailer.
Sam, what we have to do is buy that trailer and put it on there, because the one that's sitting on there now for the drainage lot, I think you can't use since it's bad shape. And the good news is that probably looks very good.
Jimmy said there was no wire in the tub. They had to pack water to his tub. Nick in that trailer said that he couldn't get water to his tub. He had to pack water into his bathtub
because of the problem.
He's even talking about condemnation.
That's a bad deal. Yeah. And I don't know if that trailer really possibly even works.
I know it got run down pretty bad, but I don't know.
I
working in touch with Utah Issues to see if there can be basically condemned and make them find another place to live.
Somebody condemned.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's Brett Boudreaux's son, Nick.
Oh, it's Nick?
That's Floyd, yes.
Yeah. And we talked to Bill's to get their stuff out moving, but had a good conversation for her. And she says, well, I want 9,500 to 100. I said, you mean you want 9,500 to, you want 9,500 to 10,000? She said, no, 95,000 to 100,000. And I said, well, wait, I started laughing. And I said, where'd you get that number from? She said, we called another real estate brokers, and I said, that's what I said, they've given you a figure for houses on quarter acre lots that are set up around another, not a vacant lot in Aspen Village. I said, that's not what you're looking for. The 9,000
has to be cleaned up.
Anyway, the town we can get that resolved and what to do with them. I don't know what else to do.
How many lots are in there still around the water side?
Seven?
Yeah.
And make a lot, yeah.
No, I mean, well, 30. So it's 3 years.
34, 36, and 10. And I just can't get people in the call. The owner of 34 lives up north somewhere. So, and the people that live there, they said it never comes around. So I've got his phone number, but I've tried calling him. I can't get it. 36,
so as far as the vacant lots, we don't need waivers for those.
No.
Utah got the other day, we can turn off the old system.
Right, just those three that no one can fill.
Maybe if we turn it off, it'll get all of
it. Well, that's maybe in number 10, she said she wouldn't sign it the way it's written. I said, how do you want it written?
Oh, I want you guys to be liable for
it. I can't afford to give a ticket to shut it off.
How will we legally do that?
How will we do that?
Yeah. But I don't know.
Well, it's okay. You can do it. That's the one. There's only given options.
So there's a hazard. Where was that old light? And that was
you can't turn it off and you have no option. We got an option.
That's true. Either we got to have them run their contractor do it or us do it by a certain date, which is actually the law.
Exactly.
And that's the only way we need to proceed.
I guess you're not denying that it was wrong.
No, because they have another access point.
Exactly.
So,
but anyway, we're out of time, but we'll keep, if you at least give us some consideration and comment and try to solve this other problem of giving Nick a place to live so we can get his lot.
I guess my thoughts on that is the part of the road work, maybe not off the road in its entirety, because part of that was going to be replaced as part of a water project because it was tore up. And so there's really no question in my mind that could be considered incidental to a water project, which is an eligible expense. Now, beyond that, for the Clean Water Protection Act, it says that eligible projects include publicly owned treatment works, non-point source pollution management, stormwater systems. And we can't get our stormwater system to function correctly unless you have your roads in place, because that's the conveyance system for the stormwater is the curb and gutter. And so I think it's a stretch to say that it falls within both of those categories as eligible projects, especially if we're going to capture the stormwater in a set in a retention basin.
We made some contacts with here in terms of matching funds, and they feel like it because we're going to be kind of remote to show up for the line, and this is the next phase of that. The problem is still got solved. It's finding a place for him to move to so we can. Could Paul? If you got the credit like this, the one way we can. The only other option we have is to secure that line.
Jack, is there any way you can get a easement or a drainage swell through that to convey it to the road?
That's a natural drainage area, and everything collects in that one spot. So because of the drain and the pipe,
you're talking about great easement. But you have to have an easement through the pipe. And then where would you drain it to? Maybe I'm getting into some of the details.
Well, we discussed that.
What this county has had to go out over the road, right?
Well, and once it gets out on the road, then you just move the problem to a different spot.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
But
in fact, the water running down the road anyway, it runs as all right to run from the different blocks under the road and run down, but it's all right to ask the village of water to run out on the road.
Well, it runs just into that yard. It does. It runs terribly through that tree.
Right. But it could be piped out onto the road, is what I'm saying.
Just above that box in the road, I don't go for that. It's wherever you go.
Right there, it collects, right? The drainage line run from there out to the road, that easement.
We have to run to that.
The 7th, 8th east, is where we actually have to.
We do have an easement, we've got a sewer main that runs, we have an easement for that sewer. Runs up to the section there.
Does it run, or say south, does it run along that east fence line of that neighboring property, or where does that go out?
I'm pretty sure that's where it is.
And that's not the way to run that Bentley's trail.
It'd be possible to get the water to that point.
You have to use your map, or it's still there.
I don't know. Well, I believe that we have applied for the funds. I think that's the first step, and whatever we do with them, I guess.
Well, if you have success with the mutation, we're going to find him a place where we can do that. Not like said, exactly. That place should, nobody, that's not.
Nobody should live in that.
Yeah, nobody should live in that.
Yes, they've been here, you know?
Yes.
Those houses right now.
Yeah.
So, just
inside the whole thing.
Well, it's staying.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Sam makes a motion to adjourn, do I have a second?
Justin.
Okay, Justin seconded it. Okay, we're going to adjourn our RDA meeting, CDRAG.